Iran's nuclear program topped the agenda of talks between the Iranian Foreign Minister Manoucheh Mortaqai and his Turkish counterpart Ali Babacan. Mortaqai's visit comes ahead of Saturday's meeting in Geneva with the international community over growing concerns about Iran's nuclear program. Both the United States and Israel suspect Iran of carrying out a secret program to build atomic weapons, a charge denied by Tehran. But Mortaqai, addressing a press conference, expressed optimism about the talks. The new negotiation process, with the participation of a U.S. diplomat, looks positive from the outset. But we hope that is reflected in the talks, he said. The United States until now had ruled out participating in negotiations with Iran unless it stopped uranium enrichment. But the decision to send senior U.S. diplomat William Burns was described as a positive move by the Iranian foreign minister. Foreign Minister Babacan stressed the importance of talks rather than conflict to resolve the current Iranian tensions.
Diyalog, istişare, temel yöntem. Biz onun için yine...
Dialogue and consultations are necessary to build confidence. We stress the importance of dialogue in all our meetings. We wish for the process to continue successfully, he said. Mortaqai also welcomed reports that Washington may open a diplomatic presence in Tehran for the first time since the Islamic Revolution in 1979. He said, I think there might be an agreement both on the issue of opening a U.S. Interest Protection Bureau in Iran and the issue of direct flights to Iran. The U.S. State Department Thursday declined to confirm or deny a report in Britain's Guardian newspaper that the Bush administration has decided to set up a diplomatic interest section in Tehran. The newspaper said the announcement would be made within the next month. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.